are we? Joe?
Yeah, sorry. We've heard from everyone that I heard back from, yes, but I normally only hear back from people when it's a no. So
right.
I don't know where some people are.
Okay, well, I suspect this is going to be most of our group, so we might as well get started. I'm in charge today. Lucky you guys. Ed's on a plane to Finland, so he asked me to just go through the agenda items with you. There's really not a lot. Oh, we don't have anyone from NIAAA on, do we? No.
Okay. No, we don't.
Usually Dale is here.
Yeah, he is.
Hmm.
Or he at least lets me know when he's not going to be.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll just get started. So I guess the first order of business is just to remind people about their progress reports, which were due June 1st. I know there's been a number of emails about that, so I think everyone's probably aware. Hello?
Hi, this is Julie. I'm actually logged on to talk to Tina after the conversation's over.
Well, okay then.
We're piggybacking on this toll-free call.
Okay. Hi, Julie. It's Sarah.
Hi.
Okay, so we just got started.
Me too. She's got a recipe for me.
Oh.
Right.
Hey, Andy.
Okay, so we're just getting started. Just a reminder for everyone to send their progress reports to Jill and to submit them as soon as possible since they were due June 1st if you haven't already submitted them.
Can I pipe in real quick?
Yes.
For this submission, I need the whole shebang, the budget pages, the checklist, all the groovy stuff. So send me the whole thing.
Okay, so just everything as it was submitted to NIAAA. Okay. Then the second thing is about the developmental project. There was a committee headed by John Hannigan who ranked the developmental project, and their feedback is being reviewed by Ed and the CFAS Advisory Board, and I think that's going to happen at RSA, I'm assuming, because that's when the Advisory Board's meeting. No? Well, here it says decisions should be made by RSA.
RSA.
As to which projects will be funded.
Mm-hmm. There will be a meeting at RSA.
There will be a meeting at RSA, but it sounds like maybe they're going to decide before RSA which projects are going to be funded.
Right. We have reviews and ratings back.
Right. Okay. There's not going to be a clinical meeting at the RSA this year. When we met in January, it was decided that we wouldn't have a clinical meeting until there was sufficient data collection. We have the web. If you have a clinical project and you haven't been updating your Google website, you should do that because Jill has these very nice graphs that she communicates to, or that NIAAA checks out, that shows how much progress we've been making. It's like Julie, I put in progress for the neurobehavioral project, but all the main projects like the facial I put in progress from one main. But just make sure your progress. Hello?
Can't hear you very well.
No, I can hear you very well. Yeah.
Like rushing.
Outside.
Sounds like we're in traffic.
Who's doing this on their cell phone?
Yeah. But anyway, so just the bottom line is that progress is being monitored, so we need to make sure to be noting progress that happened. And all of the, I think everyone has, Jill, does everyone have access to those at this point?
Yeah, everyone has access that has access to a Google account, and if you need help creating one, I can do that. And then also with this last reminder that I sent out last night, I went ahead and did PDF pages for everyone of each project that's being monitored, so you can see all the graphs on one page as they are to date this month.
And you're going to send those?
They are sent. They were sent in the PDF with the reminder yesterday.
Oh, really? Did I get
one? Yeah.
They're at the end of the file.
Oh, yeah. That's my problem. I never read to the bottom of any message.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's my fault. Okay, and then on a related note, also on Google is a list of CFAS publications, so we need to make sure to be updating those publication that publication list, and I think you're requesting that it be done prior to every conference call. Is that right, Jill?
Yeah, that would be great. And then quarterly, that will be transferred from the Google Doc to the CIFASD website.
Okay. And then the last item is the special issue of alcohol, which some of us submitted articles to. And I guess on the basic science call, Charlie mentioned that he was going to be in touch with all the authors shortly. I know that some people have already heard and had their reviews. I personally have not had mine, gotten mine back, and I know Tatiana hasn't gotten hers back yet either. So there must be just variability in reviewer speed.
You mentioned that with all of the proposal writing going on with the Recovery Act, he was having more difficulty than usual.
Right. A little difficult to get anything done.
Right. Right. So hopefully we'll hear something about that shortly. And then the last thing, I guess, is just, is this the progress updates, Jill? Is that the just from the Google site, right?
Nope. Everyone just usually goes around at the end of the call and says what they've been up to.
Okay. Well, I can start. We've been collecting data. We've a fair amount of neuropsych data. We've also been we were a little slow in getting started our imaging project, but we have scanned. I don't know if Elizabeth's on the call, but we have scanned a few kids, and then we have a lot of kids scheduled over the next few months. I think we have about 3 scans a week for at least a few weeks, so we should be increasing our progress there. And then we also have 4 clinics scheduled with Ken Jones, which we're really excited about because we have a lot of kids waiting to be seen by him. And I think I'm working on a few. Let's see, last RSA we presented a profile of the neuropsych from phase 1. Almost finishing the paper on that. So that should hopefully be submitted soon. If anyone has any suggestions about what journal might be a good place to put that, I'm open to suggestion. But otherwise, I'm just finishing that up. And I think that's our – oh, I guess one piece of good news is that in South Africa, they have hired 3 additional testers, and they are – at least 2 of them are reliable. And I think the 3rd one is as well. And they're going to start collecting data in June, and they anticipate that since they have a lot of testers and a lot of kids, that they're making good progress fairly quickly. So we're excited about that. And I think she's also been in touch with Elizabeth, but I'm not sure what I think they have a couple kids scheduled for scanning as well, but I'm not positive about that. So that's a lot. That's good news for us. So let's see. Tina, do you want to update us on your project?
Hey,
yeah.
This is Dale. I just wanted to say.
Oh, hi, Dale.
I'm here.
Hi, Dale. So we're glad. We were wondering about you.
So let's see. Claire's on. We just got back from Ukraine a week or so ago, and the main point of the visit was that Claire got to work with Irina, who's the psychologist doing the Bailey testing in Rivne, and so they've started testing kids, so she got to observe her testing there. And then we spent the remainder of the time in the new site in Melnitsky, Claire working with the psychologist who would be doing the testing there, and Ken training the geneticist or neonatologist who would see the kids, and they're all set to go, have all of the equipment and everything. The project or the additional site has been approved by our IRB, and the foreign site IRB was reviewing it this last week, so they anticipate they'll be able to start recruiting this week. And let's see, Julie is going to go with Andy next week and spent a couple of days there. The camera is still in Rivne, and since Jeff was there and worked with the neurologist who's doing the photos, they've done an additional 4 kids, and we sent those numbers to Leah for Tatiana, and they're and I think what we're planning on doing is having the new kids that have been imaged, the DVDs brought back by Julie or Andy, so that we don't have to worry about
mailing them, and so it's everything is moving along as planned. Our, you know, one thing we're monitoring really closely is the attrition or hopefully lack of based on the distance that people live from the site where we're actually doing the testing and evaluation. So there are some long distances that some people have to come. So even though they're being reimbursed for travel, we're really monitoring that closely, especially with respect to the neurobehavioral testing. So that's it.
Great. Leah?
We went to, Ken and I were in at UCLA a couple weeks ago. We saw 19 kids in the 2 days we were there. And the first day, 50% of them were diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Kind of funny.
Not by Ken, I'm assuming.
Not by Ken, the psychologist there at UCLA. And the nice thing about all those subjects so far at UCLA is they have the neurocognitive measures and the fMRI data. I don't think there's anything besides that to update on.
Great. And we've been sending you spit, I know that.
Yes, spit and some images now and then. And thank you for letting us use your camera.
You're welcome. Okay, who else? Phil's not on. Claire, do you have anything to update us with?
Well, no, except what Tina said. We went and she neglected to state there were hundreds of extra psychologists and children.
Claire, yeah, Claire is training the entire country.
Wow.
Right. Oh. Claire, I got to tell you this. Claire is a celebrity in Ukraine. The point that there are people in cabs who recognize us from having seen us on television.
Oh.
Once they made the announcement that Claire was going to do this training, the Luba Yevtushak, the geneticist who's running the Rivne project, was getting phone calls from people asking, could they come and see Dr. Coles? Could they come and see Dr. Coles off the news coverage? So she has definitely found her high-profile niche there.
Oh, yes, in the Ukraine of all places.
Right.
Oh, dear. Anyway,
Andy Cole didn't say where it was going to be. He just said how long it was going to be.
Anyway, so that's an adventure. But I'm very pleased with the enthusiasm, I guess you'd say, of the Ukrainians. They're really interested in all this.
Oh, good.
So that's encouraging. Let me think. Things are cranking right along here in terms of the testing, limited only by our resources. And what next time Ken can come by, we can get the rest of the imaging done.
Have you communicated with him about that? Do you want me to do something?
Well, I think we're going to see him at RSA, so I'll just, or at the FAA.
Be at RSA?
Well, he's going to, I'll see him that on the 20th, so
okay.
I'll bring it up with him.
Okay. All right, so you'll set that up. Okay, great. Andy Hall, do you have anything? Andy Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Going once? Going twice?
Andy?
Who?
No, I don't have anything to add.
Oh, okay.
I'm the person on the cell phone that's making all the noise. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Andy Aronson?
Yes. So we've been pretty busy. And I think we're getting to a good place with the improvements to the phase two neuro input tool, and Helen are getting, I think, to the end of the list of things they're trying to get done there.
Great.
With the EAC input tool, I just got an email today from Leela that she's happy with it, which I'm very excited to see. I think we are just about there with the ultrasound input tool as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things kind of coming online at the same time here. With both Claire and, well, with all of Claire and Tina and Julie all on the phone, I guess I want to ask a little bit about the infant neuro, which has the Bailey in it, and I guess the heart rate monitoring, and get a sense of where we're at on that, because I'm not sure. Is that something that you all have tried to use in the field at all?
The one form I have not yet been able to enter into because of not being able to get it to operate on our computers. Julie, we were working on that, but we didn't quite finish that up, did we?
Yeah. Claire's having trouble for some reason opening it, and I don't know if it's one of those glitches like that happened with the other one, that Sarah's file, where it wasn't. Yeah, where there was some DLL from a later version of Access. I don't know what the problem is. I know I was able to open that program on another system, and it opened fine. There were some feedback we gave to Helen that needed to be modified, and I know the heart rate stuff looked as if everything was ready to go. We actually haven't gotten any of that data yet, so I haven't been able to input any of it or deal with any of it yet.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know that, you know, we're here for you, and it's a hard problem to try to figure out why Claire's having the trouble that she is. And I think, unfortunately, it's going to probably take a fair bit of back and forth with Helen kind of asking probing questions and trying to get there.
Yeah,
it's something to do with the systems.
Yeah, what we ended up doing with the other one was doing print screens every time they get an error message and then sending the copy of the print screens. So then she figured out what the DLL that was missing and then somehow fixed it so it wasn't having a problem. So
okay.
I'll try to do that with Claire. You and I can get together and try to do that next week, and we can give her whatever it is that's causing the problem.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't feel you were waiting on us.
No, the data is just being collected, so that isn't an issue at this point.
Okay, very good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, not that you don't have the data yet.
No, the babies were just born. I mean, they've only just started being 6 months, so it's not an issue.
Okay, good.
Great, okay. Michael, Andy, do you have something else?
No,
cut you off. Okay. Michael, did you have anything?
No, I don't.
Good, I guess. And Dale, anything from you? How's it going over there?
Things are good. I've not got anything to add. I think Michael might have asked me on a recent call whether we were still accepting summer student ARA applications. Am I right about that, Michael?
Yes.
The feedback I got today was that no, we are not at this time, that this is all being kind of dictated centrally at NIH, and they would, you know, if they send out another request, then I'll let you know. But we're in a holding pattern right now.
Okay. Sounds good.
But otherwise, no comments. Everything sounds great.
Good. Okay. Well, then, unless there's something else, we can adjourn, and we will see everybody at RSA, I hope.
Terrific.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Oh, and Tina, you're staying on? I don't understand, but I think Jill needs to stay on with you.
I think Jill does, yeah.
Okay.
Jill,
all right.
Jill, you don't mind, right? Actually, I've now learned that as long as
yes.
Hi. Yeah.
Claire's still on. How are you?
Oh, good. So I'll leave you guys. Okay. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Jill.
Claire,